Most people know Amendment 47 would put Colorado's economy at risk. Is now a good time to be reckless with our economy and Constitution? Vote no on Amendment 47. It's risky, it's reckless, it's wrong. And that's why Coloradans for Middle Class Relief are proud to have paid for this message.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
American Freedom Network, and we neglected to get a guest for this morning, so it's going to be open lines, and if you have a question, comment, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255, and we'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts on what's going on in the world today, about the upcoming elections, about the financial collapse that, of course, is going to destroy America and the world as we've known it. And you must understand that the financial collapse did not just happen. I mean, I think Jimmy Rogers put it best. You can actually see his recent interview on one of the major interview programs. Jimmy Rogers is a legendary investor. He was with George Soros for a time. He actually did a tour of the world on a motorcycle some years ago and wrote a book about this, and then used the information he gleaned from touring the world on a motorcycle to make billions of dollars. And I don't know how rich he is, but he's certainly one of the richest men in the world. He's living over in the Orient today, and he basically was being asked, you know, what he's doing with his money. What do he thinks about the bailout, this wonderful bailout that Henry Paulson and Ben Bernanke have come up with. And his remark was, look, if I came on your program every week for 100 weeks and I always gave you the wrong information, would you come to me to solve the problem that faces the country today? He says, of course you wouldn't. So why are we going to Henry Paulson and Ben Bernanke and the other people who created the problem to get them to solve the problem? I mean, they cannot solve the problem. What we should do is let the banks fail. We would have a difficult time for a few years, but then we could get back into a solid economic system where we could begin to let it grow. But what they're doing is going to prolong the inevitable. Of course, the recession is going to go on indefinitely, and we're going to prolong the suffering. So he was asked what he's doing with his money. He said, I'm investing in Japanese yen and in Swiss francs. And then, of course, in commodities and fixed assets. And he said, I invested in commodities last week, and they went down this week. And he sort of laughed. And I'm sure he's not worried if he loses a few hundred million dollars. He's a very smart man, and I think you need to see it. You can go up on the Internet, just Google in Jimmy Rogers YouTube, just Jimmy Rogers YouTube, and you'll find it there at the top of the list. Or you can go to my website at RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, and we have a section there. As you go to Radio Liberty, you'll see a section on videos, which, of course, you want to listen to all those videos. You'll get a lot of information. It's all free. But then we have a section on other videos, and they're simply links to YouTube clips that I think are important, and we've looked at them all. We think that we've posted them there because we want you to have ready access to them. And there you'll see Brad Sherman, Congressman Brad Sherman, a Democratic congressman, telling you how members of Congress were threatened with collapse of the economy and martial law if we didn't give Hank Paulson and his friends at Goldman Sachs and the international financiers $700 billion to reward them for destroying our economy, and of course, so that they will be able to survive as our people are impoverished, and it's not going to help the people who are losing their homes. How much of that $700 billion is going to go to that helped the homeowners who never should have been allowed to buy homes in the first place? None of it. Are we going to stop the foreclosures? No. What are we doing then? Why are we rewarding the people who created the problem, who created this phony fiat money system that we live in? It's been very, very prosperous, and it's just almost been a utopian society. But it's all been an illusion. And let me explain to you how it works. Let's imagine I'm a builder, and I build a house, and I find I can make $100,000 by building a house. Of course, I have to do it on borrowed money because I don't have any money of my own. But now I have $100,000. Well, if I can build one house and make $100,000 on borrowed money, why not build three houses and make $300,000 on borrowed money? And I do it. And suddenly I'm beginning to feel rich. And then I build 10 houses. And then I build 100 houses, and I make $100,000 on all of them, but it's all done on borrowed money, money that doesn't exist. And the very basis of that money is the debt that I've incurred by building the houses. And I am very rich, and a lot of other people are very rich, and the people working for me are rich, and the people who are buying the homes have homes that they never would have been able to afford if it had not been that we were able to create money out of nothing. The system will work. You know, and systems like this have worked in the past, as long as you allow it to contract every 40 or 50 years and then get rid of all the debt and start it all over again. But, of course, they've steadfastly refused to allow that to happen here in the United States. And it was William McChesney Martin, who actually was a legendary head of the Federal Reserve System, who said, "The purpose of the chairman of the Federal Reserve is to take away the punch bowl just when the party begins to get interesting. To take away the punch bowl just when the party starts to get interesting, meaning you have to let the system collapse on its own every 40 or 50 years when we begin to get into an inflationary spiral, or else the whole thing will destroy itself like the snake eating its tail." Well, they refused to do this time around. Alan Greenspan had opportunity after opportunity to let the system collapse, get back to a solid base, and let it expand. And instead of doing that, he continues expanding it and fighting the fires of inflation with gasoline. And you can see where we are. And now the whole thing is going to collapse, and there's no way we can stop it. Our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And it's not only the United States, because, of course, we were the major engine for this whole thing, especially when we took the world off of the gold standard back in 1971, and then increased the money supply here in the United States 12-fold between 1971 and the year 2005. And since then, and that was just prior to what we've done recently, between the year 2005 and the year 2008, they threw an extra $4 trillion into the money supply of the United States and the world. And since then, we're creating money like it's going out of style. We're creating new debt, a new $1 trillion debt, every 15 months. Before last, we did it in one day. A whole $1 trillion, isn't that, or almost $1 trillion? Isn't that wonderful?
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Do you want to improve your skin's appearance but don't have the foggiest clue what you need or even what's available? Are you confused about the technical lingo surrounding beauty treatments? You've got fractionals, laser peels, IPLs, CO2s, photofacials. Confused yet? You're not alone. Most people are. That's why we at Radiant Clinic have put together a list of questions you need to ask before you buy any non-surgical cosmetic treatments. Call us at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free questionnaire or visit our website at radiantcliniccolorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If Catan.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Well, of course, because the United States exported massive amounts of money throughout the world, and we lived high on the hog. We were buying things from countries all over the world, and of course, they were opening up their their factories there, people there were getting higher living standards and higher wages, and it was all done with money that we'd created out of nothing. It was really wonderful. You create money out of nothing, and you get other people to take that money, and their economies began to prosper, and nobody ever asked, where is this all going to end? And suddenly, we were able to take China from being a backward nation. Believe me, we brought the United States State Department, brought communism to China. Anybody doubts that, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And it will give you the references to the government reports that came out in the 50s, pointing out how our State Department brought the brutal communist regime to power that killed, at least 150 million people. 150 million people. And as David Rockefeller said, it was all just a social experiment. As he wrote in the New York Times back in 73, the social experiment in China under Chairman Mao is one of the most important and successful in history. The social experiment in China under Chairman Mao is one of the most important and successful in history, and that's what it was all about. I mean, you see, people like David Rockefeller were meant to be the rulers of the world, and of course their family is deeply involved with the occult. They are the people who have been appointed by the true ruler of this world to bring prosperity to China. But they had, of course, to kill 150 million people to do it. But they don't even have as large a prison system as we have here in the United States. The United States has the largest prison system in the world. We have 2.3 million people in prison today. One out of every 100 adults is in prison. One out of every 32 adults is in prison, population or parole. One out of every 3 young black men between ages 21 and 31 is in prison today on drug charges. And, of course, the largest distributor of drugs in the United States is the American Central Intelligence Agency, which has always worked with the mafia. And if you don't believe that, you need to get the book written by the brother, the head of the mafia. His name was Chuck Giancana. The book, Double Cross. You need to get it. We don't carry it. We pretty soon we carried it for years. But here's the brother of the head of the mafia telling you how the CIA employed the mafia to kill people throughout the world leaders. The mafia would get contracts with the local criminal underground and kill political leaders. And kill the President of the United States. It's all in the book. He tells you even why Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald, walked into the police station, the Parkland police station, and gunned down Lee Harvey Oswald. Why would anyone in their right mind do something like that? Well, of course, Jack Ruby's explanation was, I can remember, I'm old enough to remember, Jack Ruby said, well, he saw this signboard, this big signboard, put up by the John Birch Society that said, impeach Earl Warren. And because he saw that signboard, he was so infuriated, he decided to kill Lee Harvey Oswald. Or he was so concerned about Jackie Kennedy, really liked Jackie Kennedy, and he didn't want to have to go through the agony of a trial for Lee Harvey Oswald. That's why he killed Lee Harvey Oswald. And of course, that isn't true at all. Read what Chuck Giancana, who comes from a mafia family whose brother was the head of the Chicago mob. What did he say? Well, they gave Jack Ruby an offer he couldn't refuse. They simply told him that he and his entire family would be tortured to death if he didn't go in to the Parkland Hospital and kill Lee Harvey Oswald. And that's what it was all about. Well, if that's really true, and the brother, the head of the mafia, said that, why doesn't every American know? Why, that's the same reason you don't know about the trial of one of the men involved with the murder of Martin Luther King. We cover all that, and great new four-tape set we have, nothing like it. It's called The Execution of Martin Luther King, available in CD or tapes. You need to hear the interviews with the people who studied the death of Martin Luther King, who attended the trial of Lloyd Jowers, who has been employed by the mafia that was employed by the CIA to kill Martin Luther King. It's all there in the four-tape set, The Execution of Martin Luther King. And, of course, the book written by the lawyer employed by Martin Luther King's family to bring out the truth, William Pepper. Again, of course, that is an act of state, is the top title of the book, and the four-tape set, The Execution of Martin Luther King, both available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can go up on Amazon, get used copies of the Double Cross, a very important book for you to have. And, of course, when you begin to understand what's really going on, then you can begin to talk to others and explain to them that there is a secret government. Of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it and study it, and then check all of the references. Find out if I'm really telling you the truth. Get our DVD. You can watch the talk from which the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, came on our website at RadioLiberty.com for nothing. And it's not the most brilliant talk that was ever given, but the information is vitally important to understand what is going on today. Well, at numbers 970-689-8255, I have absolutely nothing planned for this morning. I'm dependent upon you to call. So it's 970-689-8255. And, of course, we're talking about what's going on in the world today, about the phony election that's going up where you can vote for Socialist Candidate A or Socialist Candidate B. And I'll tell you, one of them is a lot taller than the other. One of them has much whiter hair than the other, and one has a darker complexion. But they're all controlled by the same people. George Soros controls and finances both of them. And, of course, George Soros is part of this Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, if you haven't read the book put out by Joe Ferry, you can pick it up at most bookstores. None of the above. None of the above. He goes into the background of the corruption of both candidates. And, of course, he doesn't even get into the fact that John McCain went over to the North Vietnamese, and while the rest of his fellow prisoners were being tortured, he was making propaganda films for the North Vietnamese. And this is the man they're running for president. And you'll never hear this mentioned by the controlled media. I wonder why. Well, we have freedom of the press in America, which means if you own the press, you have the freedom to delete whatever you want to. And they're not going to tell you the truth about either candidate. And they're both, of course, controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. And who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Hey, Dr. Stan, it's Brian.
Hi, Brian. How are you doing?
Good. Enjoy listening to your show every day. I watched the debate last night. I mean, obviously, what a puppet show. None of the real issues got touched.
Absolutely.
They're obviously both into handing the same crook $700 billion or more.
Right.
So, but the other thing I was asking is I had called you about a month ago and was wondering if you had heard anything about the Collins brothers and if you were ever going to get them on as a guest.
Now, who are they?
Philip and Daryl Collins. They wrote the...
Oh, yeah. I've had them on in the past, and they're really fascinating. They write extensively on the occult and the satanic background. So much of their material is similar to ours. I haven't contacted them in some time. They really do fascinating work. And fascinating information. I really should get them on again. What they talk about is really so far above the heads of most people. In fact, sometimes I have a hard time keeping up with them, but they are an excellent sort of source of information.
Yeah,
I appreciate your mentioning it again.
They also kind of dove into the the backing of the funding, like the Heritage Foundation, sure. Where the funding comes from, and all these different people, the Ford Foundation, and where the, and I was just kind of wondering, they might have some background on some of the people that are behind. I know obviously Zbigniew Brzezinski is behind Obama, but I think that they might have a little bit more information on that. I was just kind of curious. I haven't heard them doing any interviews for at least a year. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate so much your calling. You keep bugging me, and I will try to get them on because they are good. Let me tell you about some interviews I have coming up next week.
I'll let you go, but thanks for the show. You're always great.
Oh, God bless them. Thank you. We're going to have our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Most people talk, but they never talk about the real issues, the same way with Obama and, of course, McCain. None of them talk about globalism. None of them talk about the fact that we don't have any tariffs, that we are actively subsidizing and encouraging our industries to move offshore because they want to impoverish the American people, redistribute the wealth of the world to other countries, and they don't talk about immigration. They don't talk about the Federal Reserve System, and this phony money system. They're talking about the things that you want to hear about. They've both got to lower taxes. How are you going to lower taxes when you've got a federal deficit just for this last year of almost $1 trillion? Well, probably over $1 trillion. And both of them are talking about, oh, my goodness, a $400 billion deficit. And they're simply lying. They know it's almost $1 trillion. They know that the Social Security and Medicare funds that are stolen by the federal government every year from the trust funds are not reported on what we tell the public, but of course they are included in the national debt. And then of course the war in Iraq, we don't put that on. That's off budget, and all the other things, the $160 billion, stimulus package they put together. Now that, remember, we all got our checks. Well, I didn't get a check, but I'm sure lots of you did. And that was off budget. And where did this $850 billion that they just appropriated, to give to the banks, so that Henry Paulson of Goldman Sachs can give to Goldman Sachs and his other buddies in the financial industry? Where did that money come from? Doesn't exist. They're just going to have to create it and add to the national debt. It's all done with smoke and mirrors and rhetoric over reality, symbolism over substance, but people have to understand we have a phony monetary system. Well, I was going to tell our caller who called in about getting the Collins brothers on that we're going to have Dr. Erdman on, and most of you don't even know who Dr. Erdman is. And I've only talked to him one time, but he is a professor over in Switzerland, and he has written extensively on the occult. Now, of course, the Collins brothers write on the occult as well, and we should really be having, people up there debating on national television about the satanic forces and satanic organizations and disciples of Satan who are running the world. But, of course, could you imagine that being on television today and letting the American people know that the real battle is not political between Obama and McCain. It's a spiritual battle between those who rule the world for Satan, for their Lord, that there really are people who worship Satan, who are Luciferians, that the Gnostic religion is one of the major religions in the world today, and the Gnostics worship Lucifer. Go get an Encyclopedia Britannica and look up Gnosticism, or go up on the Internet and look up Gnosticism. Gnostics' belief is that there are two gods. One is the inferior god that the Christians worship. And then, of course, there's the real god. That's the god who gives you wealth and gives you prosperity and gives you fame. And all you have to do is go along with him and you can live wonderfully. And that's why if you've never seen the DVDs, put up by our good friend Joe Schimmel, they sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll. You need to get it to understand, of course, the Luciferian element behind everything going on today. And unless you understand that, unless you talk about that, why, of course, you can't understand what is really going on. And what's so interesting is Dr. Erdman has a grasp of this. He's a professor, very scholarly. I mean, you should see the articles he's written. He sent me a pile of them just by email yesterday, just about he wore out my printer printing them all. But he writes beautifully. He understands what's going on. He's one of the few professors who talks about the Luciferian forces in the world. He's over here visiting in the United States for a couple of weeks, and we're going to have him on all of our programs. We're really looking forward to having Dr. Erdman on. I hope you'll listen to him, and maybe we can even put a four-tape set together of the material he has. You need to understand what's going on. I mean, if I had more time, we could put up more four-tape sets. We do have a wonderful one on Satanic Crimes, which you need to get. But Satanic Crimes, we carry the book on the Satanic Crimes involving the Bilderbergers, and of course their involvement in pedophilia and Frank Satanism. But we can't let the American people know that the people who rule the world have gone over to the dark side. Our number 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Would you like to be on radio and talk to the world? Just a call. If you have a question, comment, love to hear from you. If we get back on the subject, the financial collapse.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test, or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number this morning is 970-689-8255. It's open lines, 970-689-8255. And who do we have on the line?
Good morning. This is Rick.
Hi, how you doing?
Just fine. I've been looking for a book covering the the Great Depression, and there seems to be a real large gap when you go to a standard bookstore. They cover before and they cover after. And I just kind of the general mechanics of what really happens
One of the best books on the Depression of 1929 was The Crash by John Kenneth Galbraith. Crash by John Kenneth Galbraith. And there was another book, I believe it was called Capitalism and Freedom by Milton Friedman. And he tells you about the Great Depression and how, of course, it was the policies of the Federal Reserve that brought this on. And every time the economy began to recover, why the Fed would simply withdraw more money from circulation and perpetuate the Depression. So those two books, Capitalism and Freedom by Milton Friedman and The Crash by John Kenneth Galbraith.
Okay, and is there one on the that you can recommend on the Weimar Republic? How, because it almost sounds like they're doing more of that than they actually are what they did originally in 29.
I've forgotten. William Shirer wrote a book on the rise of the Third Reich, and I think it gets into the Weimar Republic in that, because of course that was the thing that really rallied the people. They were looking for a strong leader that suffered so terribly. You know, from the destruction of their economy back in the 1920s because of the inflation. But it's all been brought about because of the Treaty of Versailles and putting tremendous economic pressures on Germany to pay reparations for the war. She basically, Woodrow Wilson, the American president, had talked about peace without victory. You know, nobody was to be punished for the war. Let's end this war. Get it over with, and nobody was to be held responsible. And, of course, really it was the Western powers that were responsible for the war, not Germany. Germany didn't want the war. It was the leaders of Great Britain who wanted the war because they were controlled by a secret society. But during the peace negotiations at Versailles, they put these tremendous demands for reparations on Germany that they could never possibly meet. The only way they could meet the call for reparations was simply to expand their money supply, and by so doing, they would destroy their economic system, and that's what happened. And that's what created the runaway inflation, certainly in Germany. And then, of course, I mean, people lost their life savings. People were millionaires. You know, had $1 million in the bank, suddenly it wouldn't buy a loaf of bread. And so it's a good background as I remember, William Shirer's book, The Rise of the Third Reich, but there may be other better books out there. I'd suggest going up in the internet and just typing in, the Weimar Republic, and you'll get all sorts of information. Are you still there? I guess we have another caller coming on. Okay, who's calling in? Hello? Do we have another caller? Well, if we don't, I guess. Our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Is there a caller there? All right. Well, we can just go on and basically talk about what's happening here in the United States because, of course, we're under the same pressures. We are doing the same thing they did in the Weimar Republic. Where did the $850 billion we appropriated a week ago last Friday come from? Why they created it, or they're going to create it out of nothing. And that is just the down payment on what they're going to have to do, because instead of letting the whole system contract as they should, and yes, people would lose their homes, and there would be suffering, and people would lose their jobs, but eventually the whole thing would quiet down. In a year and a half or 2 years, we'd get back to growing the economy, as Jimmy Rogers said. Instead of that, they're going to do what they did in the Weimar Republic. They're going to massively increase the money supply in the United States and throughout the world. And when the printing press is running, they're going to be able to create temporary prosperity, but it's only going to last for a short period of time. And then they're going to have to turn on the printing presses again, and it'll help for a time. And then they'll turn on the printing presses again. And if I could suggest one book that explains what I'm saying, it would be a book written over 100 years ago by Andrew Dickinson White, who was the dean of Cornell University. and it's called Fiat Money Inflation in France. And reading that, it's just a little book. It's an inexpensive little book that we carry. But basically, it tells about what happened in France in 1789 after the French Revolution, and of course they were going to create a utopian society without God. And first of all, they killed a lot of the priests and the nuns because there was corruption in the Catholic Church there, as there always is corruption in churches, as corruption in the Protestant Church today. But I wouldn't suggest that we start going around killing the Protestant leaders, because there are an awful lot of good Protestants, an awful lot of good Catholics. But they killed a lot of the priests and a lot of the nuns, and they seized the church as property. And somebody said, look, why don't we create prosperity? We'll use the church's property as the basis for printing money. And we can create prosperity by printing money. And so they did. And they did away with all the old French money that had been issued by the king, and they began to print money. And as they printed money, the society was prosperous. Everybody had money. And of course, the morals began to break down. There was no hard work. You didn't have to work hard. You could get all the money you wanted by investing. And of course, and as the prosperity spread, and everybody was enjoying the good life, but then, of course, prices had to rise because there was so much money there, and as the prices rose, why, pretty soon people weren't any better off than they were before. So what was the solution? Why, they printed more money. And so that created a temporary prosperity, but only for a shorter period of time. And then they had to print more money, and more money, and more money, and more money, until it all became worthless and the whole society collapsed. And what's the solution? The problem we have today is our banks are failing. Why, they're going to print more money, and they're going to print more money, and they're going to print more money, and we're going to inject 850 billion, well, actually only 700 billion, the other 150 billion was for the bribes for the congressmen. Incidentally, they all should be retired. Anybody who voted to subsidize Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley and J.P. Morgan Chase and all of these other establishment banks, and certainly Wells Fargo and Bank of America, they should all be retired. Those congressmen should be allowed to go off and live on their pensions. But, of course, don't put an inflationary factor in there so that pretty soon their $10,000 a month pensions won't even buy a slice of bread as we go into the inflationary spiral that they've created. Who's calling? Who's calling?
Hello, this is Clyde, Dr. Stan.
Hi, Clyde. How are you doing?
Well, fine. Say, the quickest, easiest synopsis of how the bankers created the Depression and every previous panic, if you go to the Internet and you type in Congressman Lewis McFadden.
Hey, that's a great
point. I'll give you the rest of the information when I come back.
We'll hold on to the break. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and is our guest still here?
Yes, I still am. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I think that's an excellent suggestion.
Would you
like to tell our listeners who Lewis McFadden was? Because he's one of the most important characters in history, and most people have never heard of him.
He was a, before he became a congressman, he was a private banker, so he's one of them. And he was chairman of the House Banking Committee for 10 years. And he bolted, of course, from them and basically put in the congressional record, which is where you can find this. I think it's June 10th, 1932. He inserted a 16-page analysis of how they had created panics and, of course, the Depression. And, of course, as you know, Dr. Stan, and many of your listeners know, there were three attempts on his life, and the third one was successful.
And, because, ladies and gentlemen, Lewis McFadden wrote extensively about how, you know, they had created the Great Depression, how there was no money here in the United States. You know, they helped the American people. But
right,
there was plenty of money to send to the communists in Russia, to Stalin at the time, to Germany for Adolf Hitler, of course, after Hitler came to power. So we financed both Hitler and then the communist regime, the finest enemies money could buy. And, of course, they had to silence him, and they did try repeatedly to kill Lewis McFadden. Understand,
right,
ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with vicious people. And because he was trying to warn the American people about the fiat money system, just as Ron Paul is trying to warn us today. If you haven't read my summaries of Ron Paul's speeches, you can go to my website, radioliberty.com. And we have actually five of my newsletters deal with Congressman Paul's speeches. Read those. You'll know more than most professors of economics about economics. Go ahead.
Well, you know, they always have their front men in the newspapers. Of course, they hold the debt on the newspapers also. If you go to most historical books or most records of what caused it, they said it was the Smoot-Hawley Act,
right,
which Congress passed some tariffs, so they blamed it on that. They always had three or four different fall guys. You know, I consider all of this to be like, you know, professional wrestling. There's always a fall guy, and there's always a winner.
Have you noticed how why they're trying to convince us now the reason for the problem is because some of the CEOs get golden parachutes and,
yep,
and retire with a couple of $100 million, as if that is the reason. Oh, boy, if we could just stop those wicked CEOs from getting all that money, we wouldn't have the problem. And they point to all the wrong issues. And they never
well, you know,
the American
most
people,
most people, Dr. Stan, unfortunately, with the deliberatedumbingdown.com information, Charlotte Isabey's, you can see most people do not have an ability anymore to do any kind of an analysis of what we call cause and effect.
Right.
They see all these bad effects, you know, going on, all these bad things happening, but they have no clue about the cause. And, of course, the B system gives you all of these faults, as you've just noted, gives you all these false indicators as to what the cause may be. But if you actually stop to think about it, most of the time, if you really stop to think seriously about it, it's an effect of something else. It's not a cause.
Correct.
So unless you can straighten out in your mind logically what cause and effect is, you're in trouble. You'll confuse them almost every time.
Well, that's the whole purpose, is to confuse
right.
the people. And just as the presidential debates, they talk about all the wrong issues, and the average
right.
American honestly thinks, are they going to hear the real issues discussed as they cheer for one of the other candidates, you know? And you get half the people pushing for McCain and half for pushing Obama. They don't understand they're both coming from the same point of view.
Yeah, it's,
but they can't let the sheeple understand.
Well, you know, I guess people don't know that there's always puppeteers.
Hey, as
the, you remember the great quote from Benjamin Disraeli. He was Prime Minister of England in 1848, and he said that if the average person ever figured out that men behind the scenes, behind the curtains, were manipulating things, there would be riots in the streets tomorrow.
People should read Disraeli's book, Coningsby, where he says, Coningsby, the world is ruled by far different people than those
Absolutely.
Who are not within the inner circle understand. I'm paraphrasing, but we have the exact quotation in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, you know, Jesus disinherited a lot of these people, you know, when he said their father is the devil. You know, the father, you know, and I think our modern day are the Illuminati. You know, the people at the top, I think they're basically the people he disinherited. And, you know, it's a sad commentary, but I think that's actually true. He disinherited some people from ever having eternal life because of the spirit they had. And I think that's what you have in a lot of these modern bankers and modern people. And that's okay. If they don't want to be with God for eternity, that's fine. God has no sorrow for him, and neither do I. And I don't think any of your listeners should.
But I think people have to understand that there is a power out there that you can tap into that will give you great wealth, that will give you great fame and great power. But, of course, it will cost you your eternal soul. And that, of course, is the story laid out in the DVD we carry. They sold their souls for rock and roll. And that explains why the Beatles lived such a short period of time and why so many of the people in these large music groups are actually, die early. In fact, we have the transcript when Bob Dylan is being interviewed on 60 Minutes. And the fellow from 60 Minutes says to Bob Dylan, why are you still going on tour all the time? I mean, here you're an older man, you know, you've made all this money, you don't need the money, why are you doing it? He said, I made a bargain. And of course, you know, the fellow said, you made a bargain? Who'd you make a bargain with? The fellow who runs this world and the other world. And Bob Dylan is looking down, won't look into the camera. The fellow who runs this world and the other world. Because I knew who he was talking about. I'm sure that, 100 million people or 50 million people saw that interview with Bob Dylan. We have the transcript. If anybody wants it, we'll send it to them. We got it from 60 Minutes. They had no idea what Bob Dylan was talking about, but he knew. And I don't even think the fellow from 60 Minutes knew. Bob Dylan made a pact. And, of course, so many of the people, not only in the music industry, but within finance, have made a similar pact.
Yep, I have no sorrow for them. I have no sorrow
job is,
for
is
where
to
they're
pray
headed.
For their souls, because they could repent and come into the kingdom.
Absolutely.
And that's the promise that we all have, and that's why I do what I do, just to touch people's lives, to make them understand there's a spiritual struggle, and hopefully they will give their lives to Jesus Christ and get down on their knees and ask for forgiveness and
Amen.
Believe that there's the opportunity for salvation until we take our last breath. But we've got to be there offering it.
You know, God is the only, Jesus Christ is the only truly equal opportunity.
God bless. That's beautiful.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks so much. And we'll be back here in just a minute to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Freedom Network.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoy our program this morning. I apologize for not having a guest, but, well, time just ran out, and I enjoy doing it every once in a while and always enjoy the callers. So next time we have open lines, you participate. And actually, we've had a couple of excellent callers this morning. Certainly the gentleman who called wanted us to get the Collins brothers on, and certainly our last call, all of the calls were good. And it's so gratifying to know that our listeners out there are learning and are going to be able to pick up the mantle and carry it on when I'm not going to be here. But we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You can watch the talk on our DVD on our website of RadioLiberty.com. And simply go down to videos and scroll down and go to the section on other videos as well. Utilize the information on our website. Pull down the newsletters. Read the newsletters. Look at the source material. If you can't find it, you can write to us and we'll be glad to send you copies of the documentation for everything we say. Well, let me just remind you, of course, we are having our all-day conference. This will be one of the last times I'm going to mention it. We're just about full. It's an all-day conference on October the 26th. That's a week from Sunday. And we're bringing in speakers from across the country on finance, on the spiritual realm, on medicine, on sustainable development. I'll be talking on oil and the financial crisis. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And please go there, get the information, and then help us get the information out across America. We can have an impact. This is God's battle, but we're called to be involved. And people who say, oh, just sit back, God's going to take care of everything, I simply say to them, well, do you have health insurance? Why do you have health insurance? Why do you have life insurance to protect your family? Don't you really believe that God is going to help you? Well, certainly we have to believe God's going to help, but we have to be involved ourselves. Act as if it were up to us. Pray as if it's up to God. But we are all involved. And, of course, time and again, God tells us to be involved in the Holy Scriptures and punishes those who are not involved, and, as he did with the man who, you know, he gave him a talent, and of course the man buried it in the ground and didn't invest it, didn't do anything with it, and God was furious when he came. And we have been given the most wonderful utopian world to live in, and we've lost it because of our inaction, and because people and our ministers did not tell us about the spiritual battle and the brotherhood of darkness that controls America today. And now they plunge us into an economic situation because they want to destroy our economy and impoverish our people and bring in the world government and the world currency and, yes, the new world religion. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. They've infiltrated our churches. They've changed the message and the music of our churches. They're introducing us to all sorts of alternative means of worship, contemplative prayer, yoga, meditation, and of course all these things will lead you into a personal relationship with the prince of this world, the other God. You need to get our information. There's so much of it out there. I certainly go to our website, look at our four tape sets as we will bring you into an understanding of the Luciferian religion. Get our four tape set on satanic crime with a book on satanic crimes. Get books on certainly our material. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival.